Wait. Who said that? Me. I said that. I said Sam Wilson gets no bitches with my own mouth. No, I absolutely never would have said that. Yes, I said Captain America needs to get laid, but I said that when he was Steve Rogers. Sam Wilson's cap is drowning in pussy, okay? I think I've thought about it the correct amount. Sam Wilson fucks. This is not open for debate. This was fun. This was really fun. I have stuff in my room if you want to come in for a minute. Yeah, drink stuff. Of course I'm sure. I'm only in town for a few days and I haven't seen you in forever. Forgive me for not wanting the night to be over yet. Come on, come in. Right? That law firm may be slowly digesting my soul, but they sure can pick a hotel room. What's your poison these days? You still a whiskey guy? Salut. What have you been thinking about? Oh, you mean when we talked earlier about the reason we didn't speak to each other for 10 years? Don't know that we need to rehash that. What can't you stop thinking about? I thought it was pretty straightforward. It's not like you weren't there, remember? We were best friends all through school, and then the summer before senior year, you told me you were in love with me, and I said, my dad just died 4 months ago. I can't really think about this right now. And you got pissed and stopped talking to me and started dating someone new, and now you're married to her and you have three kids. It seems like it all worked out the way it was supposed to for you. Yes, I did want to be with you. I was absolutely in love with you. I said not right now. I was a mess back then. I was terrified. The last thing I wanted was to fuck up and end up losing my best friend on top of everything else. Joke's on me though, right? Lost my best friend anyway, didn't I? I did lose you. I lost you for 10 years. I mean, be honest, if we hadn't run into each other at Chris's wedding, would you ever have thought about talking to me again? Yeah, likewise. Say anything about what? When would I have had time to say something? I thought you'd wait for me, or at least that I'd have another chance to tell you. I mean, I thought we'd have time to fix what happened and then let it turn into something more if it was supposed to. I didn't think you'd ask out the next woman who crossed your path and then stay with her forever. I'm not angry. I didn't think this was something we were ever going to talk about. I didn't. What? Of course I loved you. No, not just like my best friend. I was in love with you pretty much every day since freshman orientation, and I watched you chase after every other girl on campus for 3.5 years. And I was okay with that because I had made peace with the fact that we were just destined for a different kind of love, and that was fine. That was good, even. And then out of nowhere, well, it felt like it was out of nowhere. And maybe it wasn't just about my dad, I don't know. I mean, I think I wanted to still be special to you. You know, I'd watched you go through a million girls and me. I was the exception. And I think I was scared that if I gave in to how I felt about you, it would have meant so much more to me than it did to you. And I didn't think I could handle watching you mourning after me the way I'd watched you do a million other times. Look, you asked, remember? I didn't want to talk about this again. And stop looking at me like that. With those big cow eyes of yours, they're weapons of mass distraction. This isn't a sad story, remember? You wound up with who you're supposed to. I wound up with who I'm supposed to. We're both happily married, and now we get to be back in each other's lives. Let's not mess with that, with all this what might have been stuff. Fine. Let's just. What? What about how I still wanted to be special to you? Okay. It doesn't matter if I believe you. It's not like it changes anything or. What would it have changed? If I'd told you any of this back then. And the point is, it doesn't matter if you would have waited or if I would have been braver or my dad wouldn't have died and fucked me up so badly. It doesn't matter because that's not what happened. What happened is that you got mad at me and I got mad at you and we stopped speaking and I missed you every day for 10 years, but I never stopped. And I need to stop talking because I'm going to say or do something unbearably stupid if I don't. No. No, I don't want you to go, but you should, right? Yeah, you've got people at home waiting for you. Right, so let me walk you out. We're okay, right? I didn't just fuck everything up by talking too much. Okay, good. Come here, give me a hug. I miss these hugs. Yeah, text me when you get home, okay? Okay, you're good. You didn't do anything stupid. You can just go to bed and pretend like. Hi. I'm so glad you came back. I didn't throw you out. I was trying to be noble and, well behaved. Yeah, I know I've never been either of those things, but I at least get points for trying, don't I? Oh, terrible idea. Worst idea we've ever had. Bed, please. I can't fuck on a couch like I'm 22 years old anymore. Are you wearing so many shirts? That's too many. Off. What? Oh, yeah, it's a front clasp. I know it's a little hustler of me, but oh, you like it? You want me to leave it on? For you? Yeah. I'll leave it on for you. Take the rest of my clothes off though, and yours. I'm not bossy. I'm the boss. I was always the boss of us. That's not changing now. You actually asking permission to eat my pussy? All right. Well, consent enthusiastically given. Please, will you just. Fuck. Okay. Wow. Fuck, you're really good at that. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Talk about enthusiasm. Fuck. Do that again. Yeah. No. Swirl your tongue like that. Like that. Yeah. Over my clit again. Oh. Fuck. That feels amazing. Oh, Jesus Christ. You have me so white. You're gonna make me come all over your tongue. Like, so fast. I cannot believe I'm so close to coming already. Is that what you want? Well, okay, keep doing that. Yeah, keep. Yes, fuck. Move your fingers like that, and you're gonna get your wish. Stars. No Captain America jokes, you fucking nerd. You pants off. Just admiring. You've got a very nice looking cock there, my friend. No, I'm pretty sure I was quoting Oscar Wilde when I said that. Yeah, I need you inside me like yesterday. Come here and fuck me, please. Oh, fuck. God damn, you feel good. Oh, God, I can't remember the last time I felt this full.
Oh, fuck. Oh. No. No, you can go hard. Yeah. Yeah, I like it rough. Oh my God. Yeah. No, flip me over. Yeah. Yeah, I feel you fuck me from behind. Yeah. Pull my hips back like that and give me that gorgeous cock again. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, that feels amazing. No. You're not gonna hurt me. I can take it. Just go as hard as you want. I promise. Yeah. Grip me tighter. Hold on to my hips. I don't care if you leave a mark. I promise. I want you to. Oh, fuck. No. No, I like that. I really like that. Oh God, fuck, smack me again. Yeah. Oh God, keep driving that cock into me. Oh my God. Oh fuck, you're hitting the perfect spot. I'm so close to coming all over you. Fuck, you're gonna play with my clit while you're fucking me like this? Jesus Christ. Oh, God, no, don't stop. Don't stop. Maybe ever. You're gonna make me come again. I'm so close. I want you to come. I want you to come so badly. I want you to come so hard. Where? Where do you think? I want you to come all over my nice big tits. Yeah, I want you to mess up this pretty bra I kept on for you. Yeah, good. No. Keep pumping yourself. Yeah. Pump your cock nice and hard. Nice and hard while you're staring at these beautiful tits of mine. Come on. I want you to come. Come on. I want you. I want it all over my body. Just let go. Let go and cover me with it, please. Oh, fuck. That was beautiful. You came so much. I fucking loved it. Don't apologize for the bra. It'll be fine. So, was that everything you thought it would be? Fucking me after all these years? I hope I didn't disappoint you. Of course, you didn't disappoint me. That was amazing. We should have done it sooner. And a lot. What time is it? Do you have to go? Okay. No, it's good. I gotta get in the shower. A one-time thing? I don't, do you want it to be a one-time thing? Me either. The case I'm working on, the whole reason I'm here, it won't be wrapped up for another few months, at least. So I will be back at least a few times, probably once a month before the end of the year. Well, I love that you love that. You should go home. But I'll see you again soon, right? Good night.